The dictionary definition of ageism is a tendency to regard older persons as debilitated, unworthy of attention, or unsuitable for employment. But research indicates that ageism may not just be ill-informed and unkind, but a matter of life and death. NPR's Ina Jaffe covers aging. She joins us again for a conversation we call One in Five for the one-fifth of the U.S. population that will be 65 years old or more by the year 2030. Ina, thanks for being back with us.
Good to be with you, Scott.
So I understand that ageism can make people feel lousy, but how does it get to be a life and death matter?
Well, it actually depends on whether individuals take these negative ideas to heart. There's a researcher named Becca Levy. She's a professor of epidemiology and psychology at Yale, and she did a study that looked at people's attitudes about aging when they were, let's say, in late middle age, and then followed them over time. So some thought of older people as weak or dependent and so on, and others thought of them as experienced or wise. And what she found was that the people who had a positive view of aging lived about 7.5 years longer than the people who saw aging in a negative way.
But, you know, what about diet, exercise, vitamin supplements, all the stuff we hear about?
Well, that stuff counts, too. I don't want to tell people to think positive thoughts about aging and then go sit in front of the TV and eat a pound of bacon. But according to Levy's other studies, this mind-body connection counts for a lot. For instance, people who were healthy in middle age but had negative views of aging were more likely to later develop the brain changes associated with Alzheimer's disease. And what inspired Levy to investigate these connections was the time she spent in Japan as a grad student, noticing that people there lived longer than they did in the United States, and that they were treated better and revered by their society.
So that prompted me to start thinking about whether there may be a relationship between these cultural views of aging and the health of the older members of the society.
I mean, as she suggests, there does seem to be a different cultural view in the United States where everybody seems to want that younger 18 to 34 demographic. But you're suggesting that positive views of aging can actually prolong life expectancy and improve the quality of life.
Well, I'm not saying that her research seems to suggest that, but let me tell you about a living, breathing example of what she's talking about. He happens to be the father of our colleague Nancy Shute, who's an editor on NPR's health blog, Shots. His name is Jim Shute. He's 95 years old, and I called him a few days ago at his home in Oregon. How you doing today, Mr. Shute?
Well, I'm doing fine. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd say maybe 7 or 8, somewhere in that neighborhood.
You know, 7 or 8's very good at any age.
Here's a secret, Scott. He's really busy.
I usually get up around 7 or 6:30, and I go out and get the Wall Street Journal, our local Tribune paper. I like to fish, and I'm trying to sneak out maybe tomorrow and hunt for some morel mushrooms.
Mr. Shute says he also hikes every day and refinishes furniture and plays bridge. And now I need a nap.
I'm going to guess it's the mushrooms. I always knew that, yeah.
Yeah, well, according to research, any one of those things might do the trick. And the researcher who has found that is Patricia Boyle. She's a neuropsychologist and behavioral scientist at Rush Alzheimer's Disease Center in Chicago. So what she studies is purpose in life. Her study suggests that having purpose in life has a positive impact on a wide range of health issues.
Having a purpose in life seems to animate everything, but it's not something that a doctor can write out on a slip of paper and hand to you, and you get it filled somewhere.
Well, that's true, Scott, but attitudes change, whether it's a doctor's encouragement or family or the society at large. These studies suggest that if people don't assume that they'll be useless when they're old, the payoff could be really big.
NPR's Ina Jaffe at NPR West, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Scott.